We're in Blueprint Studios in Salford, which is where Elbow made all the records. But this time, I'm without Elbow, with some other mates, making my first solo album. It was nerve-wracking and exciting. Yeah, it's been strange not having the rest of Elbow around to bounce ideas off and ask opinions. I have played in my stuff as it's been finished, as the songs have been finished, and they're really into it, which is great, but it's been really exciting. The working title for the project's been Herding Cats, because getting a load of working musicians under one roof is like exactly that. It's lighter of touch, it's a bit more immediate perhaps than Elbow albums are. It's quite a lot of fun involved. You can dance to quite a lot of it, which is down to the rhythm section I've chosen, I think. And it does feel different from an Elbow record. There's obvious similarities because it's me writing.
I've heard a little bit. It doesn't sound like Elbow. In terms of the sound, it's really different.
Things I've done over the years on Elbow records and in producing particularly I Am Clute stuff is horn and brass and string arrangements. I really enjoy that side of thing. And also writing solos for an instrument. You know, singing melodies down and then having a great player replicate what I've sang, it gives a human voice to the instruments, and it's a really fun thing that I love doing. There's lots of brass on it, and also there's lots of groove involved because I've wanted to keep the atmosphere fun and light, and I want the gigs to be fun as well, because we're going to tour this stuff in the autumn. The album's going to come out in the autumn and we're going to tour it. I've been working with the lads for 25 years, you know. Every now and again you come across a new trick, either through working with a new producer or just seeing something online, and you end up with an armoury of tricks that you can use creatively in the studio. Working with four or five new people, all of whom do things in a different way, I'm sure there'll be stuff I can take into the studio next time I'm back with the Elbow Boys and say, ah, we did this on that record. The other thing that I'm really looking forward to is in the autumn, looking out into a crowd and seeing my band staring back at me, seeing Elbow in the audience is going to be great. That's if they decide to come. They better are.
Going out on the road on your own as well, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, Elbow's rooms are much bigger than the ones I'll be playing on my own. I'm not on my own, there's going to be like seven of us on stage. In a lot of ways, it's going to be quite refreshing. I want to make it fun. I want to experiment with a few ideas that Elbow have talked about but not got round to. We're going to do away with amplifiers. There's really no need for them on a modern stage setup. There's a lot of brass, there's a lot of synthesizers, there's a lot of keyboards, there's a lot of percussion. So people will be all over the stage doing all sorts. We've not worked out how we're going to play them live yet, but it'll be a high energy set.
Any titles? Songs or album titles?
The duet with Jolie Holland, Electricity, I can tell you that one. There's another song called Belly of the Whale, which is to do with living in a big house on your own after splitting up with somebody. The working title for the album, in fact, I've not decided what to call the outfit yet. It might just be under my name, but the working title for the whole project, like I said, was Herding Cats. But with calling the album Chateau Dapper Chapeau, teasing the brim, and I want you to imagine the front of the Blue Nails hats, but with me teasing the brim of that fedora.